right, well, the president is returning home now from a very successful G7 summit. Now, you listen to the media, you would think it was a complete disaster, but clearly it was not. The president struck a deal with Japan, and the Japanese have agreed to take more than $7 billion worth of agricultural products, primarily corn, helping out American farmers and taking leverage away from the Chinese in the conversations over tariffs and taxes and the battle back and forth over trade. So that was very instrumental by this president. He also made a deal with Boris Johnson, the UK prime minister, newly installed, to put a deal together post-Brexit, which happens at the end of October, Halloween to be specific, and said we'll put a trade deal together with them as well. So these are all very big deals. And so the president had a successful trip. And then, of course, the Chinese appearing to capitulate, saying we need to bring this tariff battle to an end. We must have calm negotiations. And apparently those are set to get started again, these calm negotiations. And so you listen to what's being said about the weekend summit in France by the American media, and you would think it was just a big disaster. Well, Stuart Varney decided to call that out on Fox Business yesterday, said he could not help himself in telling the truth about what President Trump had accomplished while in France for the G7 summit. It's bite number two. You need to hear this. Bite number two from Stuart Varney. Go.
Our president just dominated the meeting of world leaders like no other president has done in years. No matter what you read and hear from the media, this G7 was all about Trump realigning the world, reshaping the world economy with America's interests first and foremost. Trade was the headline issue, and the president made headlines. A deal with Japan. They will import a lot more of our agricultural product. Britain gets a major trade deal after Brexit. And there's dialogue with Germany on car tariffs as well. But most important, China. And there looks to be progress. There's progress there too. They want to talk, says President Trump. Okay, but we want calm negotiations. That's what they say. Caution, China reportedly won't give way on intellectual property or forced transfer of technology. But the point here is that Mr. Trump is lining up allies all around the world to confront China's rogue trading practices.
And there you have it, Stuart Varney, and he goes on to praise this president for his conduct and his performance during the G7 summit, a successful outing, to say the least. Extremely important. Nothing could be more important than ending this trade battle with China for a lot of the American farmers, certainly at this juncture. Many, however, are committed to staying with this president because they believe they're going through short-term pain for long-term gain, but we'll keep an eye on that. And how long would that support last? There is a new challenger to the president in the primaries, Jill Walsh. He'll go nowhere. We'll talk about that in hour number two a little bit. But we'll get to that because the tariffs continue to play a central role. Now, I have said for a very long time, I believe it's part of the strategy. I believe the president's plan is to remove those tariffs in some fashion on or before June 1 of 2020, giving the markets and the economy plenty of time to ramp up and be going great guns by the time you get to November 3rd, 2020 in the general election. Make no mistake, this president will do everything he can to spur this economy on, with or without the help of Jerome Powell at the Fed or whomever may or may not play along. He'll do everything he can to make sure that things are going in the right direction. Trade deals are one way to do that. All right, speaking of federal officials, this one in trouble, former federal official Andrew McCabe, you remember his name, of course, former acting director of the FBI. Well, according to numerous reports yesterday, federal prosecutors may be zeroing in on McCabe, and he could be headed for prosecution in the entire Russia collusion investigation and for his role involved there. A source close to the process, and part of this report comes from Fox News, a source close to the process said that McCabe has had a target on his back because the Justice Department Inspector General findings against him over actions during the Hillary Clinton email investigation, as well as his role in the surveillance warrants against Trump campaign associates during the Russia investigation. Of course, he's a former deputy and an acting director of the FBI. And McCabe is also a guy who is now suing the Department of Justice, saying he was dismissed under poor terms. The New York Times first reported the developments Monday, said McCabe's lawyers recently met with DOJ attorneys who would handle a prosecution, which is a strong indication that an indictment is on the way. Andrew McCabe, could be the first big name to fall if this happens, if this comes to pass. Now, keep in mind, you've got John Durham out there, and John Durham has gone far and wide looking for the answers as to where this Russian investigation came from, what the root cause is, who the players were, and whether or not it was above board. This is all at the direction of Attorney General William Barr. William Barr making sure that no stone goes unturned as he looks for the answers to find out, was the American government and the intelligence community weaponized to go after private American citizens, including at the time Donald Trump, who was a candidate for president of the United States? Did it go beyond the time that he was elected president, and how far did it reach? Did it reach back to the previous administration, and if so, how high did it go? Was it Comey? Was it Clapper? Was it Brennan? And was it possibly leading all the way back to the Oval Office of Barack Obama? These are all important questions that are being asked and ferreted out. McCabe and his office have not responded to these new developments. The McCabe developments come just days after CNN announced that it has hired the former FBI official as a paid commentator. Of course they have. You know, anybody that will grind an axe against President Donald Trump, man, they'll pay him and pay him well to be on the network. Of course, with the viewers that they have, good luck with it. The highest rated CNN program came in 29th in cable, 29th. Fox News had the top three slots, and then MSNBC had the number four position, and then it was mostly Fox and a few MSNBC programs before you get all the way down to slot 29, where you finally find an offering from CNN. That network is in deep trouble. They have no credibility, and if not for the forced viewership at airports and so forth, it would be even lower. It's Tuesday here on the program. Find out more at SteveGruber.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter, Instagram as well. Don't miss any of it. The Steve Gruber Show, back after this.
Let's make the new year the best one ever with MyPureHealthSolutions.com. Lose weight, detox, and balance your hormones in as little as 25 days with MyPureHealthSolutions.com, formerly Nutrimost. This isn't one of those yo-yo diets where you lose weight with shakes or bars, then put it all back on again when you go back to real food. MyPureHealthSolutions.com uses real food from the grocery store. Our health coaches will support you every step of the way and track your progress. Lose weight and make this the best new year ever with MyPureHealthSolutions.com. That's MyPureHealthSolutions.com.
I'm probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert. Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.